Network.
Okay, let's jam in as many of your calls as we can here. Staying over late to make sure we get to you. Alex in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good. Welcome.
Phenomenal show. First-time caller, long-time listener. Loving what you're doing. I wanted to call you from the state of Indiana, where we got FEMA Center from Beech Grove and Mitch Daniels shoving I-69 down our throat that split our state right in half. I wanted to call and just talk about something really quick. I didn't start waking up to you until about 3 or 4 years ago when you were talking about AmeriCorps and Citicorps and all this stuff that they were trying to shove down our throats. At that time, I worked at a hotel, and we had the AmeriCorps contract for Indiana and all of these. It was a really weird experience. All these servile, weird, I don't even know how to explain it, would come in and they'd want everything for free, but they were still working for the government and standing for what the government stood for and couldn't understand that left-right paradigm. And I haven't heard you talk about it for a while, and I kind of wanted to get your opinion on their propaganda and getting out into the community and thinking that government's phenomenal, you know?
Well, Obama tried to activate his multi-million person goon squad, but when they didn't instantly get free houses and free cars and free gas, none of them showed up. So he's gone from being, as they called him, the savior in the news, the Christ, actually in the U.S. national media, that he might have been Jesus. There was actual talk of that, to now the lowest approval rating ever for a president 2.5 years in, almost 3 years in now. And so that took place. So they've gone with the model of the TSA with local police under their command setting the precedent for these domestic checkpoints. And then they'll also have gaggles of Boy Scouts and welfare people in little red uniforms that we show in Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, running around bossing and tattling and ninnying mainly. It's like a ninny force. The New World Order's main forces are limp-wristed men with pot bellies for some reason, and that's their strike force. But to Americans, we're like, oh, you have a pot belly? Oh, let me roll over. So don't ask me why, but that's, I mean, you seem like you described them that way. It's a certain, like, you know, smiley, twinkly-eyed type person that rules up this whole system. But that's basically where all that is going. Anything else?
It's really weird how you actually, when you dive into believing and knowing exactly what you're saying is true, how much you see that. I moved to a hospital and just got let go for other reasons, but I refused to take the vaccines that they were trying to shove down our throat. Like,
well, see, they can't fire for that, so they always fire you 2 months later for something else.
That's exactly what happened. I signed the waiver, and they said, well, why aren't you taking it? I said, well, it has Thimerosal in it. And they said, well, Thimerosal is good for you. I said, it's terrible for you. It gives you cancer. And they go, oh you're one of those. I said, one of what?
Look at this nut, Martha. He thinks mercury isn't good for him. This Alex is crazy. These people are nuts. Oh, look, the insert says it causes brain damage. He knows how to read. Look, Ron Paul's winning almost all the polls. These crazies think he can win. See the mind game they play? I'm sorry. And by the way, they've got 20 new vaccines. I saw a report that they want to make mandatory in the next 5 years. By mandatory, so I guess if you go to work in a hospital now, it's like, I take shots every day at lunch. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, as soon as that whole slime campaign happened through the hospital, I got out all your videos on the Thimerosal and vaccines and everything to everybody, and a bunch of nurses quit. And when they said, well, who told you Thimerosal is bad, it came back to me. So it's a real disgusting propaganda.
But don't worry that you got fired. At least you got a bunch of people to quit over the fact that they were lied to. Now those nurses will go to other hospitals and will refuse. It's like Rick Perry murdering all these kids in Texas, and now it's a big national news that he knew it was going to kill him, but he did it because he's a literal vampire, devil worshipping scumbag, maggot, agent of Satan. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Get angry, learn to recognize evil. God bless you all.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 15th day of August 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to cover the entire waterfront of key news and information, your phone calls, Rick Perry throwing his hat in the 2012 presidential ring, the mainstream media admitting that they are ignoring Ron Paul and running scared from him. We'll get into all the latest military news, U.S. and NATO arming Syrian opposition. We knew that months ago, but now it's confirmed. Planning military strike. Big victories by Muammar Gaddafi now 4 months into fighting U.S. and NATO-backed al-Qaeda forces. Of course, you know, Friday, the federal government working with the state and city government out in San Francisco shut down cell phones in much of the city to, quote, block a peaceful protest. Even the Associated Press is calling this Orwellian. Today, Kurt Nemo had the first big report out on it Friday and then again Sunday. Anonymous announces BART cyber attack after cell phone shutdown. That is all coming up as well. But I also want to talk today about positive things that are happening. And I'm going to do that at the start of the second hour. And in fact, I'm going to write a note here. Positive things. Because as bad as a lot of things are in this world, it always takes things getting bad before people decide to rediscover liberty and before the average man or woman decides to get up off their rumpus and to believe in themselves and to believe that they can affect change. It takes tyranny to get people to start valuing liberty. See, we go in cycles, and the Founding Fathers talked a lot about this. Many historians have talked about it, that you become decadent because your society is wealthy. Then corruption comes in. Then hardcore corruption sets in. Then tyranny gets into place. And then people struggle against it and regain their liberty and value it. And then incredible prosperity begins again, and then slowly corruption creeps back in, the prosperity goes away, the freedom goes away, tyranny comes in, the people stand up again, and then once they have liberty and once people are moral, then the blessings of freedom come back, the prosperity comes back, and then the children and grandchildren become decadent again, and the cycle continues itself over and over and over again. So I'm going to be talking about some of the positive things that are going on in this world when we start the second hour today. By the way, in the last month, I've had radio station managers and owners call us. This has been happening for years. And they say, yeah, we just got the Arbitron ratings, or we just got the instant people meter systems that are even better. We do even better on those because it's not just off establishment long-term name recognition and laziness, people just filling out the diaries. There's a system in the car that you agree to put in that actually tracks what you're listening to. Genesis is a great network. Ted Anderson is a wonderful person. He never censors me, never tells me what to do. We've been successful because we're not establishment radio by the book. But over the years, little bitty stations outside big markets, because the big monopolies, there's only really two big companies, own most of the big stations in cities. So even if you get good ratings and huge listenerships, you usually can't get on those big marquee stations because the syndicators also own these stations. One of the big names, obviously, is Clear Channel. And so over the years, we'll go on stations, say 500-watt, 1,000-watt stations outside cities like Knoxville is one example. And a station will go from almost no ratings to a year later doubling, a year after that quadrupling in the time slot I'm in. Big audience for little bitty stations. WBCR is an example. But then over the years, I've been able to get on big stations in big cities. But it's always the same. The station owner or manager calls up and says, yeah, I got this from the local station, or I got this from another network, but thought I wanted to let you know how high your ratings are. But the way Arbitron and Instant People meters work, if you're not subscribing to it, until it gets published in a newspaper, you're not supposed to talk about it. And so it is a big, dirty secret in talk radio that everywhere I'm put in a market, even on a smaller station, I will defeat everyone. And I just got in the last month, two different stations that came in. One of them is in a top 20 market. Up against Rush Limbaugh, one station went from, number six to number one. Number one. I was on the station 2 months, and in 2 months, the station went from way down the rankings to number one against Rush Limbaugh. And I'm just going to have Ted get with the ad agencies and get the numbers ourselves, because Ted's a great guy. But I'm even doing this on air so that it becomes a larger issue, so that we actually act like a radio network and get the ratings, and the fact that's the holy grail of talk radio. It's the holy grail of radio that you have a talk show host that you can take and put on a smaller station, and in a matter of months go from nowhere to number one. That is the holy grail of talk radio. And that's the reason that Talk Radio Network, the second biggest network out there, records my show every single day and has it sent to executives. I have that from Inside Talk Radio Network. They syndicate folks like Savage and others. The truth is, I will dominate and I will beat and I will annihilate in the ratings, anybody that I go up against, if I can be put in the NASCAR. I can take the junkiest car on the track with the least amount of money in it every time if you let me on the track. If you put me on the track, I will dominate. But I have to be allowed on the track. And basically what happens is, for 15, 16 years, I've been winning every time I'm let on the track, and the establishment is all fully aware of this, and the radio executives and consultants are all aware of it, but it's a big secret. And Genesis just can't sit there and count on the fact that this is known in the industry. We have to get this information to the radio stations in the markets out there so that I can reach more people and we can try to save this country. There's no doubt if I was on 650 radio stations like Rush Limbaugh, we would turn this country around in 1 month. There's absolutely no doubt of it. And I just start thinking back over the years. When I was on KJFK here in Austin, back when it was talk radio, they were paying $300,000 a year. You have to pay to get Howard Stern on, one of the only shows you have to actually pay for. The others you all share radio spots with them, network and local spots. They were paying 300 and something thousand. I forget the exact numbers, over 300,000 to him. Plus he got part of the commercials. And in 96, they put me on a Saturday night. And 6 months later, it was one of the highest rated shows in that slot. Number one in talk radio. It was beaten by the music. Some of the books came out later and I was beating everything in town. Number one. Not just in one or two key demographics, but across the board. So they said, well, we better put you on Sunday, too, since people like you. Then we'll give you a weeknight show, 7 to 9 o'clock. And when I wasn't preempted by sports, we shot up very high, number two, number three, every book and every demographic. And here I was in many demographics beating Howard Stern, who was on in the morning. Now, then the two radio guys had left to go on to better pastures who had hired me at that station from watching me on Access TV, and they brought in some guys who never really worked much in radio, and they got very upset by my ratings. They got very threatened by it and basically said, you're going to stop talking bad about the government or you're fired. And I said, I can't do that, so they fired me. I don't know. It was 6 weeks later or so, and really enjoyed themselves and said, you're out of radio, ha, ha, ha. And I laughed at him. I said, I'm doing a show already from my house on ISDN on more than 10 stations. They said, no, you're not, you liar. You're not on the radio. And I've always had to deal with this, that I don't exist and that I don't dominate and that we're not number one. I am number one. And you put me up against anybody on a frequency even half as powerful within 6 months to a year, I will be number one, period, anywhere you put me on the radio. And you know why? Because people, even if they're dumbed down, have good instincts, good guts. And anybody listening to this radio show in your gut knows I'm absolutely 100% hardcore real, and there's no teleprompters here, and I believe exactly what I say, and I do what I say I'm going to do. And that's what people want. And it's a parallel to Ron Paul. He's won number one in New Hampshire, number two in the Iowa straw poll, winning all the other major scientific polls, number one, number two, or number three. Has massive support. Every political analyst that's been honest has said for 2 years he's the only guy that can beat Barack Obama. The Republican leadership is a complete joke. And what happened last Friday after he won the debate, hands down, in Iowa? Totally dominated it. Had the people standing ovations. The talk show questioners, the host of the show were attacking Paul. All the other political hyenas were attacking the lion out there. And everybody saw it. And so what happened Friday? All the big neocon talk show hosts came out and literally attacked Ron Paul and said he was basically the devil and would destroy America. When they're the people that ensured that mainline rhinos who are for carbon taxes, big government, all these wars, torture, end of the Bill of Rights, warrantless wiretapping. You guys have made sure that they stayed in power and that there was no real challenger to Barack Obama so he could get in power. And here's Ron Paul, right about everything across the board, never compromised, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And here you are coming out and going after him, joining CNN and others, saying, Ron Paul can't win putting out that false mantra. It's the same thing. You give Ron Paul a fair shake. You line him up with the rest of the horses. He will absolutely stomp every one of them into the ground, just like I will. Because it's not Ron Paul. It's not Alex Jones. It's the message of liberty.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You know, nobody out there. I'm going to finish up talking about talk radio, and then I'm going to come back and get into all the news and give the number out to take your calls. But nobody out there in talk radio wants to go up against Rush Limbaugh. I didn't want to go up against Rush Limbaugh. I wasn't even thinking about Rush Limbaugh 14 years ago when Ted Anderson said, "You're doing this nighttime show. on my little radio network, but wouldn't you like to do a daytime show, 11 to 2? I said, isn't that Rush Limbaugh's slot? And he said, yeah, but there's some smaller stations out there that, you know, that can't get him on their station. So why don't you fill that slot? And I said, okay, I'll do it. And so for a couple of years, I did the nighttime show and the daytime show 6 hours a day. But the daytime show did grow to be a lot bigger. So here we are many years later. So I never looked to challenge Rush Limbaugh. I never thought magically that if I was in Rush Limbaugh's slot, I would beat him when I had a chance to be put on the field with him. And I don't have a hatred for Rush Limbaugh. I think Rush Limbaugh was a gateway. I remember being in high school and college and listening to him and agreeing in the principles of liberty and freedom and the Second Amendment and national sovereignty. But I grew out of Limbaugh very, very quickly. I learned that environmentalists aren't wackos. They're hardcore banker-run consolidators to sell everyone on guilt so that we'll give up our liberty, our freedom, our private property. I learned that big mega corporations were behind the environmental movement to control government and then have government shut down their competition so only they could operate. They were monopoly men. And so I'm not up here going, woo-hoo, you know, anywhere they put me up against Limbaugh, I absolutely, completely dominate him. And Ted, by the way, has now gotten those numbers. They're going to put a press release out on it soon. And it's not the first time this has happened. Anytime I'm put in the same market with Rush Limbaugh, I will take stations that aren't even showing up in the ratings, and I will take the show to number one. It normally takes 6 months to a year. I've done it in a major market in 2 stinking months. And you know why? You know why? Because they put in the instant people meters that actually show who's being listened to. And it's a lot harder to game those. And here's my problem with Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh talks all day about the free market, but he doesn't talk about how the mega Federal Reserve that he supports and defends over the years is a giant monopoly over the issuance of currency and credit. He doesn't talk about how he works for a group that tries to set up radio monopolies to actually shut out competition. The truth is, I will absolutely defeat Rush Limbaugh anytime they let me in the ring with him. Okay? He can wear brass knuckles. I'll wear gloves. I will clean the floor with him. You can tie one of my arms behind my back, literally, and give him a baseball bat. I will destroy him. Now, I don't want to destroy Rush Limbaugh. He's already done a pretty good job of that. Taking so many pills, he went deaf. That's what that Oxycontin does. That guy's a cyborg. I feel sorry for him. I want to get America back. I want my republic back. I want my Bill of Rights and Constitution back. That's what I want. I could care less at the end of the day to say, man, I'm the most hard-hitting, hardcore, truly cutting-edge radio host that's hit this country in decades. You think I like that? No, I don't like the responsibility of having to get up here and realize millions of people are listening to me. This is a mission. This is not entertainment. This is not about being a big personality. This isn't about living in $30 million houses or flying around on private jets. This is about defending the republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. And I remember multiple top radio executives a decade ago and 7 years ago, always the same speech. Alex, do you want to go on this crusade that's leading nowhere, or do you want to be a star? Be a mainline Republican. Join us. You'll get a TV show. You'll have the book deals. You'll have it all. And all those execs know it. All those big networks know it. They couldn't believe that they couldn't buy me for 30 pieces of silver. What is 30 pieces of silver worth if you don't have a country or a Second Amendment? And if a bureaucrat can come to your house and boss you around or take your children for no reason? In fact, I didn't even have a choice. There's no choice at all. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know that parable? You go to somebody and say, I'll give you $1 million to give me your eyes. No way, no way. Well, why would you take $1 million to sell who you are? To sell your soul? Huh? See, I can't be bought, and I can't be threatened. And people know it. And I'm only an example, Albert.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know, I like the fact that I'm an underdog. I like the fact that I crawled up from nowhere. I didn't have some giant defense contractor 25 years ago when AM radio was completely dying get behind me and pay to get me on dozens of stations to get ratings and then expand talk radio across the nation. Oh, and make no mistake, it was major defense contractors and Rush Limbaugh that saved AM radio. AM radio would not even exist today as we know it, if it wasn't for Rush Limbaugh. So let's give him his due. And this is something that's in the way, way back burner of my brain. The fact that any time I'm put up against Rush Limbaugh or anybody else, I absolutely dominate them. People are like, well, then give us these ratings numbers. Let me explain to you talk radio. Whenever Ted wants to get the ratings, he has to go out to the big consortiums and pay to see them. Do you think the TV networks just get to see the Nielsen ratings for nothing? You think Nielsen does that for free? Goes out and gathers that data? No, you have to pay for it, and a hefty sum. Ted just came in my ear during the break, and he said, yes, we were already on that. We already have the numbers. I got a bunch of cities for you. Well, then, why isn't my show being promoted? Because I talk about 9/11 being an inside job? Because I'm not some candy-ass libertarian show? Excuse me. Because I'm not a coward? I'm Mike Tyson in his prime. Put me in the ring. I will rip these people to shreds. Fist and elbows. They're going down. Because I want liberty. That's why I'm fighting. It's for my family. I know how real this is. I'm not fighting for a big ego. I'm not fighting to go to these stupid radio conventions and everybody kiss my hind end. I'm a recluse. I want to be left alone. That's why I'm out of the gates. That's why I came out of my cave. Because I want to be left alone. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm angry. I don't want to be here. I got up at 6 a.m. and took my children fishing. I almost called in and canceled the show today. I'm out there with a French bulldog and my three children. I'm catching bass and catching sun perch and trying to catch catfish. Boy, I had a big one right up there. Almost caught him, but broke the line. That's what I want to be doing, not hanging around with rich people in New York or Los Angeles or showboating around with people. You can ask anybody in my office. I might go to a movie every couple months with a crew or something, but I'm not out hanging out. I'm not out trying to hang out with the people and act cool and be seen. I want my freedom. I want my freedom. And I want the globalist off my back. I'm a free man. I don't want to be a slave on a global plantation. Now, I'm going to get into the news. And then a wide open phone, second and third hour today. No guests, because I want to talk to you. But my brain just starts burning with the data and the information that in a consolidated talk radio system with one giant oligopoly of corporations, two different groups operating together to own the stations, own the hosts, keep people out, do whatever they can, that any time there's a crack in the door, and there's been dozens of these cases, I absolutely just wipe the walls with these people. Now, here's the good news, and I said I'd give you a bunch of good news next hour. Here's some good news, just one little piece of good news out of a cornucopia of good things. I listen to mainline neocon talk radio now, nighttime, morning, weekend, and they talk about global government and the ultra-rich and how the ultra-rich use monopolies and use government to shut down their competition. That was not on radio 2 years ago. The only place you'll ever on big radio hear anybody talk about the New World Order or such issues was George Norrie. And he took that show in the right direction. He deserves a lot of credit. He did that 7-8 years ago. Big change. And if you got to say somebody really opened the door to allow some of these topics to be discussed, it was George Norrie. At the end of the day, he deserves more credit than I do, having people like me on. And the system thinks it's safe to let him do that because, you know, he covers the waterfront. But the point is, truth is contagious. And the truth is, if George Norrie did a purely political show during the middle of the day, he'd beat Rush Limbaugh. The truth is, people are sick of the rhino establishment parroting the same message over and over and over again. And it's not just that it's the same old distorted, fraudulent message. The same type message we get from the Democrats is a different flavor. It's still Kool-Aid at the end of the day with cyanide in it, politically. It's not just that it's boring, it's killing this country. It's destroying this constitutional republic. So the good news is, you can pull the clip up, 2 years ago, Rush Limbaugh was forced to come out and say, I've always been a water carrier for the Republicans establishment, and I'm not doing it anymore. He had some kind of pang of conscience, and you could hear it in his voice. And now what's he doing? He's carrying the water. I saw a video clip, and I forgot to send it to Jaron. It was it's in Paul Watson's article from Saturday. What's the headline? Forget the hoax. Ron Paul is a presidential frontrunner. And in that is a clip of Limbaugh in his studio. Looks like his home studio, not the regular one. and he's talking horrible about Ron Paul and has genuine hatred of him. And then he turns to the television and he says, there he is, in front of the ice cream stand in Iowa. And goes, this is just great. It's funny because I'd seen that same day, I guess later in the afternoon, Ron Paul at the, in front of the ice cream stand where they were interviewing people at the Iowa straw poll. And it was that hatred that he had. That's why you never hear me come out and bash Rush Limbaugh and talk about how he's a drug addict, pill head, synthetic heroin head, and all the rest of it. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't like just hating on other media personalities. But to see his hatred of Ron Paul, to see him demonize Ron Paul, to see him say Ron Paul can't win, it'll destroy the Republican Party. Hey, Rush, if people like Ron Paul don't get into power in this country, America's over, buddy boy. Ron Paul has laid out everything that was going to happen with total precision. And it's archetypal that he's the man of the hour right now and is the real front runner who could unify this country and kick the globalist out of here at great risk to his own life. And you sit there selling the establishment line. You know, it's not just mainline radio talk show hosts that now talk about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve because they have to because of this show and others and the Internet, just to stay pertinent, to even stay in the game, to stay relevant. It was people like Newt Gingrich, who wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books, two of them, where he openly calls for world government and the end of the United States. Go pull up the quotes. A guy that supports carbon taxes, a guy that was sent in there to sabotage, like Boehner's doing, the true conservative libertarian revolution of 1994. A total CFR globalist, picked by the CFR to run for Congress decades ago because he wrote books totally calling for world government. And what did Newt Gingrich say? Well, we shouldn't abolish the Fed, but oh yes, I do want it audited. And just a few years ago, he fought auditing it publicly. And Ron Paul turned to him and he said, I am so glad that the mainstream is starting to join me. See, that's what's happening. We're winning. They're bleeding out. And so what do? They sit up there like a bunch of demonic parrots in a tree saying the same thing over and over again. There is no world government, there is no global banking cartel, but there is, and they're going to fix things with a global VAT tax that Bill O'Reilly pushes. And Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul can't win. Did I tell you Ron Paul can't win? And I can't tell you how many local talk show hosts and national I hear say, I like Ron Paul, but too bad he can't win. That is a mind game that they developed to treat you like you're a three-year-old. It's like an ice cream truck goes by and your child hears the ice cream truck music and you tell the three-year-old, they're out of ice cream, honey. They're going home. And the three-year-old goes, oh, there's no ice cream. It's like a lie you tell a baby so they don't throw a fit. Oh, there's you hear the ice cream truck, but he's out of ice cream, honey. Maybe sometime down the road. It is that they treat you like brain-damaged children. Are you brain-damaged children? Or does it anger you to have these people sit up there and play their psychological warfare games on you? You know, the minute you're aware of their playbook, all their games don't work anymore. The minute you're aware of their scams, it's game over. Now, I don't get up here like a cheerleader or like a football coach who really thinks my team is going to lose. But I tell you, you can win because I just don't want you to be embarrassed too bad. If I didn't know, not think, know historically from deep research and in my spirit, in my gut, and intellectually, that not only can we stop the globalists, we can defeat them and build an incredible civilization together. Our greatest days are ahead of us if we wake up out of this television culture of death induced trance. This 501c3, it's the end of the world, Jesus is coming back, government-financed rapture cult. If we can get past all that garbage, and if you New Agers stop thinking that Nibiru, planet Turkey, is going to kill us, if you stop having this defeatist attitude and start believing in yourselves, we can turn this civilization around. And if you're Christians out there, don't give me, oh no, it's scripture. If my people will humble themselves and repent, that I will free them I mean, you know all those verses, right? What about Nineveh? Jonah going to Nineveh, the 100-year reprieve. And even if it is the end of the world, even if the planet Keebler, Elf, is coming to get us, you still need to stand up against evil and not use it as an excuse to stand down and lay down and not fight corruption. The globalists are not all-powerful. They realize the individual has incredible power when you have knowledge, when you have truth, and when you have the will and the courage to execute an operation against the technocrats. I crawled up literally from nowhere. That's why it's an establishment mantra that I'm establishment, and I'm backed by people when it's a complete fraud. Because they don't want you to believe that you can affect change. They don't want you to believe that you have power. I'm somebody, ladies and gentlemen, who was going to community college and about to go to the University of Texas and figured out it was all a big joke and a game and that they were teaching me RTF information from a decade before that was worthless. So I went down and did an access television show. I found a place, and it took me over a decade to get to where we are now. Think of where we'll be in a few years. We're growing exponentially. And it's the same example of where we came with Ron Paul. Ron Paul, 30 years ago, was a voice in the libertarian wilderness. But the system was so scared of him that they tried to get him to join them, just like they tried to get one of his colleagues to join them. His name, you may have heard of it, is Alan Greenspan, who wrote books against the New World Order, the world government, and the Federal Reserve, and called for a gold currency. Now, when he was in Congress 16, 17 years ago, Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor for his End the Fed legislation. Last year it passed the House. They used the corrupt Senate to kill it. They're so scared now that they're going to be able to pass it in the House and Senate as the economy implodes and as the people recognize who was behind this, that they've now fraudulently set up a super Congress for the interim so that Rand Paul can't introduce legislation to get rid of the Fed or audit it. And so Ron Paul can't, you know, he can't introduce that now technically because of the super Congress. But you're like, well, see, they're tyrants. Yes, and we force them to uncloak. To use a cheesy Star Trek analogy, we force the Klingon vessel to uncloak to fire. They uncloaked. There they are. I mean, you think in a fight you're just going to go up and win the first punch? You have to make the enemy show themselves. You have to run up against them to expose their weaknesses. You have to run up against them so they can smash you. And so others see you being smashed and have courage to stand up. You see, I don't believe that if I'm destroyed, that's going to scare people. That's going to cause people to see the fact that I stood up and resisted these people. That's going to cause you to rise up. See, people think I'm here trying to scare folks. It's the opposite. I'm coming from my truthful perspective, how I see things. And when somebody tells me about tyranny and proves that somebody wants to enslave my family and take my liberty and my property and my freedom and my destiny, I get angry and want to fight them. So I treat you like you're Alex Jones. I imagine you're just like I am, red-blooded. And I come to you, and I don't mince words, and I tell you what's going on, and I show you the proof. And I break it down for you in the belief and in the heartfelt conviction that when you finally wake up out of your trance and face what you're dealing with, that you'll decide on the only course that's available. Because these globalists aren't giving us quarter. They're not just trying to enslave us. The enslavement is a means to an end. They want to exterminate us in every one of their seminal documents, foundational, in every one of their canons, in every one of their tomes. And see, that's the one thing they have on us, is that good people tend to be blind to evil. It took me over a decade to really believe the globalists' own statements. It took me a long time to really face just how wicked and evil these people are. It took me a very, very long time to even be able to deal with this myself. and to realize there's no future if I don't fully commit myself to this and have no fear. You know, I have no fear of being killed or being destroyed or being imprisoned or tortured or lied about, my character assassinated. I only have fear that I will not live up to the challenge, that I will fail you and my family. Because there is no future if we don't beat these people. And it's the minute you realize that, it is the second that that light bulb goes off in your heart, your soul, your intellect, your spirit. It's the minute that you decide to not play mind games with yourself. And, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, whatever. Oh, some of what that guy says is true. And, yeah, a lot of it's come true, but I just can't believe it's that bad. The minute you stop being in denial, the minute you stop being a three-year-old psychologically. See, three-year-olds think they can change reality by imagining. The minute you understand you're not going to get out of this, none of us are going to get out of this unless we face just how serious the threat is. Was it Patrick Henry said? We'll try to pull up the quote. You know, I would know the truth no matter how bad and make preparation for it. And when we come back, I haven't even gotten to the news yet. Incredible economic news. The mainstream media admits they're targeting Ron Paul, demonizing him, and trying to ignore him.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've been ranting for 54 minutes. I apologize. I actually don't hate Rush Limbaugh. It upsets me to see him turned into just a complete vassal of the New World Order and so pathetic. And to see him over the years promote mandatory drug sentencing for young people caught with heroin or cocaine that the military-industrial complex ships in publicly, and then to still call for mandatory sentencing even though he's been caught with synthetic heroin. And I don't think he should get in trouble for his drug addiction problems. It's an addiction. It's a problem. But even after that, spot checking and listening, he still promotes mandatory drug war garbage. I mean, that is one evil piece of garbage right there. I'm sorry. That is just a sold out blob of pus. All his money, all his power, getting off drug charges, you know, doctor shopping over and over again. But he wants some 16-year-old kid caught with drugs to be thrown under the jail. So that then that person comes out of prison, a hardcore criminal with 4 to 5 to 7 to 10 years of criminal education. You know, the media is all over the place saying, why is the gangster culture the new culture? Why are there so many kids raping and robbing and killing all over the Western world? Because Sumner Redstone and MTV and Hollywood sold it. And because kids that go to public schools get beat up by the gang members, so they join them out of fear. I didn't join them. I beat the living daylights out of them when I grew up in Dallas, but I was the exception. Most people got into it. There's a bunch of reports on that I'll get to later. Yes, America's culture is a prison culture. What do you think you learn at prison? How to be in the Aryan nations, how to be in the black group, the Hispanic groups. And what do the young middle-class kids learn how to do? They learn how to be punks. They grow up and MTV says you wear your pants down over your hind end to signify that the intelligentsia of this country is a sexual toy for someone with HIV in prison. That's what a sick joke America is in Europe. And that's the yuppie parents that are even bigger sick jokes teaching their kids to go ahead and go along with it. Parents say, oh, that's too cool for you. That's too old for you. You can't dress like a prostitute when you're 10. You can't dress like a punk in a prison when you're 12. Instead of telling your kids, that's a psychological warfare television. That's a system there to destroy you and make you weak. You tell your kids that, they'll listen to you. But you act like a bunch of chicken neck parents out there. You wonder why you've lost your children. Because you're not men and you're not women. You're a bunch of TV heads that repeat whatever's programmed into you. And it's time to break it. Time to break your conditioning right now. We got a lot of hope, but you got to get angry first. You got to get focused. You can't say, oh, the world's too corrupt. I just give up. That's the end of it. You've got to believe that we can make this a better place. And you've got to get aggressive and you've got to have confidence. This is what happens when I take off 2 days in a row. I actually had a weekend. I actually got some sleep. I did do a lot of work, as you noticed on the websites, but all right, you might want to know what the news is. We're going to come back and get into it. Establishment media admits conspiracy to ignore Ron Paul. Can't make that up. PrisonPlanet.com. Got the CNN clip where they admit it. Reuters elite edits Iowa poll. Reality, according to globalist agenda, they don't even mention Ron Paul. Neither does Politico. Bachman rigged Iowa poll by buying at least 4,000 votes. But we don't need Ron Paul, who's an actual constitutionalist. We want the IRS attack dog. And don't worry, you'll probably get her. You like somebody who's cutesy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.